Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Auntie Dot and Mom and myself. Loretta, you still hear it?
Hubert, yes, he's here.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'll pick up reading in Leviticus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're still in the Old Testament, and this all before Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are continually reading about the memorial offering and the resting of every seventh year. And it goes on to say, verse 24 says, in every contract of sale, there must be a stipulation that the land can be redeemed at any time by the seller. If anyone becomes poor and sells some of his land, then his nearest relatives may redeem it. If there is no one else to redeem it, he himself gets together another enough money, then he may always buy it back at a price proportionate to the number of harvests until the Jubilee. And the owner must accept the money and return the land to him. But if the original owner is not able to redeem it, then it shall belong to the new owner until the year of Jubilee. But at the year of Jubilee, it must be returned again. If a man sells his house in his city, he has up to 1 year to redeem it and full right of redemption during that time. But if it is not redeemed within the year, then it will belong permanently to the new owner. It does not return to the original owner in the year of Jubilee. But village houses, a village is a settlement without fortifying walls around it, are like farmland, redeemable at any time, and all are already returned to the original owner in the year of Jubilee. There is one exception, the home of the Levites. Even though a walled city may be redeemed at any time, and may be returned to the original owner in the year of Jubilee, for the Levites will not be given farmland like the other tribes, but will receive only houses in their city and the surrounding fields. The Levites are not permitted to sell the fields of common land surrounding their cities, for these are their permanent possessions and they must belong to no one else. And I will stop reading right there. That was the reading out of Leviticus 24 through 34. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, Loretta, you need your phone. Loretta?
What's that? Huh?
You're gonna have to put your phone background noise.
Oh, I don't know how to move.
No.
Hi.
Okay.
Catch up with you.
He would just say he'll catch up with us later. Yeah, I don't listen. Yeah, he hung up. I don't know how to do the mute. I don't stay on the line long enough to see what key I need to hit.
Okay. Never mind. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. I will go ahead with the blessing of the line. Did you want to start, Loretta, first?
Huh?
Did you want to start first?
You want me to go ahead and read?
No, I'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and pray, Loretta.
Okay.
Oh God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and need your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Almighty, our Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers. Teach us to love eternal truth and see its freedom everywhere. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You want me to be the host tonight, Angela? Is that what you're saying?
No. You usually start us off. And then I say the prayer. You done forgot, huh?
Oh, the welcoming. Oh, okay. Yeah. I skipped all over that. Well,
yeah.
Good evening, everyone.
Evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and start our program. Auntie
Betty,
would you like to start?
Yes. I'm coming from Romans chapter 10. The brother in my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being eaten of God's righteousness, and gone about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say, not in thy heart, who shall ascend into the heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend unto the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what says it? The word is by thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the reading, Auntie
Betty.
Okay. Mom, would you come
back? I'm coming out of Jeremiah 1:4-10. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I was formed there in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I commanded thee shall thou speak. But not be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my word in their mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to do destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Amen.
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 Alrighty, thank you for that reading, lovely. Auntie Don?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi.
I read Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who hath made us, and we are his, and we are his people. The sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and with his coat, and his coat with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and the love endureth forever. His faithful continue through all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading on T. Dot. Look back what's possible. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Okay. I'm reading from the Daily Bread called The Great Creator Healer. The reading is out of Colossians 1 and Psalms 139. It goes on to say, a few years ago, I had a rather serious skiing accident and severely tore the muscles in one of my legs. In fact, my doctor told me that the tear caused excessive bleeding. The healing process was slow, but during that time, I found myself in awe of our great creator. I wrinkled a few car fenders in my lifetime and dropped more than one dish. They always stayed broken, not so with my leg. As soon as the tearing of my muscles occurred, the internal healing mechanism that Christ created in my body went to work. Invisibly down deep my throbbing leg, the medics of his marvelous design was mending the tear. Before long, I was up and running again with a whole new sense of what the promise meant when he said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and my heart was filled with praises. Sometimes it takes something like an injury or a sickness to remind us of the masterful design that we carry around in our bodies. So the next time you face an unwanted interruption, no matter it costs, focus your attention on Jesus. Wonderful love, and let him lift your heart to grateful worship in the midst of the pain. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm ready. Thank you, Loretta. Would you answer to our signature, Loretta?
Okay, we're ready for the sick and shut-ins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we're gathered here tonight to give you honor and to praise your name. And Father God, we ask that you lay your healing hands upon Reverend Allen and family, Uncle Willie, Uncle Cham, Uncle Gary, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Auntie Dodd and family, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Sister Shirley and family, the Hurd family, the Lenny and family, Dwight and Tawana and family, the Simmons family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Dix family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, Desert Kendrick and family, Essie May and family, Marilyn and family, Angela Boyers and family, Eric, Brian, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Vanessa and family, Doris and Jesse Werner, the Ross family, Eileen Holiday, Ruth Edwards, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, the Mooter family, Marianne and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that your healing hand does what it's supposed to do. Heal us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, activate the Holy Spirit in all of your sick and shut-ins. Not only here, Father, but go into our hospital, our prisons, our nursing home, and on the battlefield, and heal them as well. Allow us to hear that still voice that it is not over. Allow us to keep pressing forward in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, for we know that there is power in the blood, and therefore we plead the shed blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Next, we will acknowledge your birthday from July 16th through the 22nd. I have Vanessa and Gail on the 16th. I have Evelyn, Jeremy, Janae, 17th. I have Marie Antoinette on the 22nd. Okay, are there any other birthdays?
You don't have dot open up.
Thank you. Dot, do you have any other birthdays this year?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I'm ready. Sorry, I had news to
you.
I was thinking okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Happy birthday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many,
amen.
Many more. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay.
You're breaking up, Angela.
I know. I'll go ahead with our praise and testimonies and poems or songs. I would like to start with Mom.
Well, I'm going to read out of Acts 16 through 30. Passage said, truths are consequences. Jesus died on the cross at Calvary. This is history. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. for my sin. This is salvation. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas are beaten and cast into prison because of their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. They preached Jesus, who came not to turn the world upside down, but right side up. Someone once said, one man made his decision, but he cannot choose his consequences. Paul and Silas made their decision to act in faith and preach the gospel. They were then beating and in prison. But this is not the real consequences of that action, of their action. As a result of their witness, the jailer and all in his house heard the word, and they were excited and conviction by the word that Paul and Silas told the jailer to believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. The jailer and his family believed the word, the saving power of God's salvation. Truth or consequences is the choice set before those who would dare to believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Believe in God best, the truth and the glory is the consequence. Faith can split the sky in two. Let the glory of God's salvation come shining through. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Man, praise God.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Oh, yes. I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 12, Song of Praise. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O God, although you was angry with me. Your anger had turned away, and you have confronted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the well of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nation what he had done, and proclaim that his name is Isaiah. Sing of the Lord, for he had done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Auntie Betty?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a bush or two, a little song. We'll try anyway. A voice is gone. God has smile on me, he has set me free. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Man. Thank you for that. Treat. Okay. Next, I have Loretta.
Okay. First, I would like to say that Auntie Carrie had joined us. It took so long for us to get started. I guess she got tired of waiting. And Hero was with us, but due to his background noise, he couldn't stay on. So Hero and Diane told me to tell you that they love you all, and they'll catch you next week. Also, I was informed that Auntie Janet is not with us tonight. She's been support for Auntie Marie there at the hospital. Any updates on that situation, Mom?
He's about the same. But
okay.
Don't forget, there's Carol talking about her. Don't forget about Carol's sister-in-law passed yesterday. Friday, Monday. I forgot now. Friday, yeah. AC's sister, Carol Hustler's sister.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, and I should have shared this last week, but with me last minute jotting everything down, it kind of like slipped my mind. But I wanted to share with you guys that I went to go visit my brother Hubert about 2 weeks ago, and the visit went well. He's doing fine. He seemed to be in a very calm state of mind at this time, which I know everybody loves that part of him.
Yeah.
And it was good seeing him and that he knows that we all love him very much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I would share a poem. This is not it. Hold on. I lost my spot. Okay, here we go. It calls Small Miracles Everywhere. Every day we see them, small miracles everywhere. Beautiful butterflies dancing in the garden, where roses bloom, blossom fair. We hummingbirds like helicopters, buzzing around aromas sweet. While in a nearby farmer's field, a gentle breeze wafts the golden wheat. Trees are adored in an array of leaves. Oak, maple, elm, and ginkgo fan. While at the beach, the waves leap to shore, discarding seashells on the sand. The sky is such a powder blue, and each autumn, the geese take wing. Squawking in a V formation, southbound, they're happily seen. Stars within the night sky and the sun, which heats each day, are daily miracles, often unnoticed, as we travel on our way. And don't forget each season, spring, summer, winter, and fall, decked out in their finest array when they come to call. Take a few moments to enjoy sunset and breathe in some fresh country air. For every day we can experience them, Small Miracles Everywhere, by Linda Gonzalez. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. That actually concludes our call. But I want to apologize. I had the weirdest thing. I was asleep and I was dreaming that I overslept and we missed the call. And while Mom kept calling me, I'm thinking she's calling me in my dream, so I'm just still asleep. I heard and woke up. I said, why don't you nudge me or something? So that's all. I apologize. I guess
okay.
I had y'all on my brain while I was sleeping. Okay, well,
guess it was much needed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Loretta, Mom wants us to just have a silent moment for AC's sister that passed.
Okay, a silent moment for AC's sister, okay, all right. Amen, amen. May God continue to bless that family, lift them up in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, let's go ahead with the closing prayer. As we close, Lord, we want to give you honor and thank you, God, for the time we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today. And let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let what's done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone that is in the White House. Bless America and other nations. And, Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. And we love you, and good night.
Good night.
Love
good,
you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love
good
you
night.
All. Good night.
Good night. Good night.